Let us pray. Loving God, we ask you to hear our thoughts of belief and unbelief, and hear the questioning of our faith. We ask this today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you know that the story of Peter's short-lived walk on water that Dorothy Dawson just so beautifully read to us appears only in the Gospel of Matthew? I mean, the other three Gospels do talk about Jesus' miraculous journey on the waves, but they do not mention Peter. Maybe we don't like to acknowledge that we actually have doubts the way Peter did, admit that our faith falters sometimes. That's what Peter's all about in this story, doubts. Yet I suspect that Matthew's version we heard today is actually the most popular of them all. There's something very appealing, I think, about Peter. He's the brash, passionate one. He's the one who's always rushing into things. He says what others are thinking. He does what the others would not dare to do, sometimes foolishly and sometimes bravely. Hey, he was the only disciple who had the guts to step out of that boat. A boat that was plunging up and down in the water. And it's Peter who sinks. Over and over, he's the disciple who takes risks and makes great leaps of faith. He's the one who stumbles, yet he's the one who keeps brushing himself off and getting up to try again. So it's hard, in my opinion, not to love Peter. He is not a fake. I think we can see ourselves in him. Do you agree? I hope. He's a hard-on-his-sleeve guy who both loves Jesus and lets Jesus down. Okay, so on that night, here we all are out in that boat on the stormy sea of Galilee, except for Jesus. He'd gone up the mountain to pray. You see, the heat around the lake had risen and was trapped by the canyon. And then the cold air swept in and the water rolled up and rose up like a boiling cauldron. The disciples were probably soaked to the skin with all this water. Their teeth were chattering. Their hands were sore and blistered from trying to reef in the sails. And by then it's 3 a.m, and guess what? They are exhausted. Someone spots a shadowy figure walking towards them across that roaring sea. It's a ghost! But the ghost speaks to them, saying, "Take heart. It is I. Have no fear." His voice sounds strange to them. Peter is scared and doesn't trust what he sees. He says, "Lord, if it is you, bid me to come to you on the water." Now, really, don't you think this is kind of a strange thing to say? Why not say, "Lord, if it is you, tell us all what we had for supper tonight"? Or, "Lord, if it is you, stop this storm right now." But no, Peter asks Jesus to show him that what Jesus can do, Peter can do, if only Jesus tells him to. walk on water. Peter seems to be thinking, take away my doubt. Make me have faith, Jesus. Make me have the faith to walk on water. Jesus says to him, come. So Peter puts his feet flat on top of the water. He takes a huge trembling breath, stands up, and then he takes a few hesitant steps towards Jesus, and he's kind of doing okay. But a great gust of wind almost topples him, and he gets scared. He feels his feet sinking down into those black waves, and he goes down, down, down. Lord, save me, he cries out. And Jesus does, reaching out his hand, hauling him out of that cold water. Oh, you of little faith, Jesus says. Why did you doubt? Now, those are the words that none of us ever wants to hear Jesus ask us. Why do we doubt? I don't know. We ask ourselves that all the time, it seems to me. Why don't I trust God? I mean, I'm a minister and I still have to bring myself up short about trust. Why am I afraid to let go and let God care for me? Well, I think it's because we know that God is active in our world, and yet awful things keep happening. The news tells us that Korea is about to bomb us. The planet is melting. And we pray for the reassuring voice of God. And yet it seems that no voice comes. Yet if Peter, alternatively to the story, had just simply leapt over the side of the boat, landed smoothly and firmly on top of the water, and then glided over like a skater to Jesus, what would this story mean to us? Not much. It's the fact that he sank. Are our fears and doubts what this story is about? Are they really so bad? If we could walk on water all by ourselves, would we need Jesus? Well, guess what? We're in the boat because we believe. Our doubts, fearsome as they are, remind us of who we are and whose we are. Our doubts remind us of who we need in our lives to save our lives. Amen. Let us pray. Holy and powerful God, help us to walk toward you in confidence as we stand on the surface of our sea of doubt. We ask this in the name of the one who is there waiting to hold us up in faith. Amen.